Good evening, my dears and friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic. Gave my heart to Christ over 56 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. Then 1 year later, God called me to preach, and I've been sharing Jesus ever since. Well, I'm out of the hospital now. I'm feeling good and lost a little weight. But, oh, dear friends, most of it all, I am so happy that Jesus came into my heart and saved me so many years ago. Oh, dear friends, I tell you, that was a day I will never forget. I was at the end of the road, nowhere to turn. But when I turned to Jesus and told him I was a sinner and asked him to forgive me, he came into my heart and he did save me, changed my life. And he'd do the same thing for you tonight. So I'm going to give an invitation tonight before the service is over so that you can put your trust in Jesus. Well, in the meantime, I want you to kick off your slippers, sit back and relax, pour you a glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Well, here's our thought for the day. Falling down doesn't make you a failure, but staying down does. Now, I tell you what, we're going to read from the first chapter of Job and with the 21st verse. And said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. We've labeled this, "When All Your Castles Tumble." We're talking about Job, a very happy family they were, a good and godly, prosperous man, a great family, 7 sons and 3 daughters. Job was healthy and wealthy, but there came a day in Job's life when the devil came to God and said, "You know what? The only reason that Job loves you is because you made him a wealthy man. Now, you let me take away his wealth, and I'll guarantee you he won't love you no more." Well, see, God knew Job's heart, just like he knows your heart, and he knows my heart. So, he took the challenge, but the one thing he said, "His life you cannot take, because it belongs to me." You know, rich people are not always happy. Oh, I've heard people say, "Oh, if I could just win the lottery." That's one of the biggest frauds in the world. Only a few win the lottery, and did you know, 90% of them end up in bankrupt and divorce. No, money does not bring happiness. I have been rich, and I have been poor. And I'll guarantee you, when I was rich, I was working and slaving and carrying on. But you know, when you walk with Jesus, you're satisfied. But the day Job's castle tumbled, enemies stole his oxen, killed those caring for them. His sheep and shepherds were killed by lightning. The Chaldeans stole his camels and killed their keepers. His sons and daughters died in a storm. Now, I would say that Job had a lot of problems, wouldn't you? But Job's grief and his unshaken faith kept him going. You know, it said, he tore his robe, shaved his head, and worshiped. Verse 20. And then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. He wasn't cursing God. He wasn't saying things. He was praising God and worshiping God because he'd been with him all these years. He declared that his faith was still unshaken. Now here's what he said. The Lord gave, and the Lord shall have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How could Job do this? Well, Job saw the Lord as a source of life. The Lord gave. Did you know you wouldn't be on this earth today had not the Lord gave you life? You were born from a woman. Had mom and dad, you had to have somebody, takes two to bring a child into the world. But he gives us life, and you know what he does in life? He gives us an opportunity to either reject him or accept him. Now today, if you say, Cecil, you know, I'm not into this religion. Hey, religion's no good. I'm talking about salvation. Now, when you find Christ as Savior, he's looking for you right now if you're not saved. The Bible said he came to seek and to save that which is lost. Every man and woman born in this world today, we were born with the Adamic nature. And that nature was to rebel against God. And that's sin. Now, when the Holy Spirit of God tugs at your heart, he's drawing you like a magnet. Why? Because he don't want you to die and go to hell. That's why God sent his beloved son Jesus into the world to die for our sins. He himself was sinless, and yet the day they hung him on the cross, he became sin to satisfy the sin debt. God had to even turn his back on his son as he suffered on the cross of Calvary. Well, the Lord gave. Parents are but parents. With God is giving life and giving life. All life comes from God. Now, Job knew the time he had with his children was by grace. All the good times, all the fun times, all the family together time. Friends, did you know what? I'm so sorry when I was an alcoholic that what I did to my family. I wasn't home with my wife and kids. I was out drinking, thinking I was doing the right thing, trying to heal my hurting heart because I had so much sorrow as a child. And I thought alcohol would do it. Alcohol will not solve a problem. It only intensifies. Now my kids can love me because I am a Christian. And they know that Dad has got a changed heart. Who did it? Jesus. Did I just decide to pull myself up by my bootstraps? No, that didn't happen that way. God forgave me when I cried out, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Well, Job knew the time that he's had with his children was by grace. Of course it were. Every good and perfect gift is from above. James 1:17. Every gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Well, friends, listen. God is the great giver. And of course, his greatest gift was his son, Jesus Christ. Now listen, Job saw the Lord as sovereign over the length of life. Now he said, the Lord hath taken away. Two surprising things about life. Its length, when death seems near. Its brevity, when the future seems sure. Now, our breath is in God's hand. Daniel 5:23. Now, listen to this. But hath lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, their wives and thy concubines, have drunk wine in them, and thou hast promised the gods, that's a little g, of silver and gold, of brass, wood and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and who are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. See, listen, friends. You say, well, I can't glorify God. Well, then you don't know him. If you knew the Lord, you would understand a lot of things today. You say, well, Cecil, look. If God loves me so much, why did I lose my house? Why did my boy get killed in a car wreck? Or why did my wife die and leave me alone? Those are things that I cannot explain, only that I can tell you God will give it to you straight someday when you give him your heart. I remember at my sister's funeral, I heard the preacher say, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. At my mother's funeral, the same preacher preached the same words. Let not your heart be troubled. At my dad's funeral, I heard the same thing. Let not your heart be troubled. My heart wasn't troubled. It was broken. The day I gave my heart to Jesus, he made that very plain to me, that God had a plan. God has a plan for your life tonight. You say, well, Cecil, I don't even know who to marry. I don't know where to get a job. You have to ask him. Don't be afraid to go and ask him for a job. Tell him what you need. Listen, friends, he knows all these things, but he wants to hear it from your lips. That's why he wants to hear you say, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord, come into my heart. And he will save you if you repent. Godly sorrow for your sins. Now, Job understood that life is short at the longest. Hey, I'm 86 years old. That's a long old. Some of you probably 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. Well, childhood seemed but yesterday to all. But it's important to be right with God at all times. You cannot, beloved, be right with God. You cannot be right with God if you don't know Jesus. Now that's the purpose for Jesus coming into the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe that him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care if you're an alcoholic, a drug addict, a whoremonger. I don't care. Murderer. I don't care. If you're willing to tell God you're sorry and humble yourself, call upon him, He will change your life. If, you know, someone told me that 15 minutes before I got on my knees and accepted Jesus in Seattle, Washington, I'd have laughed at him. But you see, when God's Holy Spirit gets a hold of your heart, I'll guarantee you, he'll shake you. Oh, my friends, you just do not know the love that God has in his heart for you tonight. He's no respecter of persons. Now, Job didn't understand, but his faith made him strong. No, we don't understand. I don't understand why I had a couple heart attacks and why I had a colon cancer. I can't understand all that stuff. But I went through it. And you know what I asked the Lord when I went into the hospital that morning? I was scared. You say, a preacher scared? I'm telling you the truth. I was. But I prayed that night and I said, Lord, make this like a walk through the park. You said, lo, I'm with you even in the world. Lord, go with me. Hold my hand because I'm frightened. The next morning at 5:30, I was in the hospital. And I remember when they took me in for the preparing me for the operation. Excuse me. All right. I laid down on that table. And I thought, why don't I start witnessing while I'm there? Which I did. And I did all the time I was in the hospital. I witnessed to doctors and nurses. Of course, my doctor was a Christian. But all of a sudden, beloved, all that fear that was in me left me. I mean, I was at peace. I knew that God would go with me. I knew he had a hold of my hand. I knew he was guiding the hands of the physicians and the nurses. Oh, beloved, what a wonderful day that was. Now, the other day I couldn't eat for a day and a half, and I didn't think I could go through it. I really didn't think I could go through it. I was so hungry I could have died. But I kept praying, oh God, please help me. As I walked through the park again, he got me through it. He got me through the operation, all that thing. And I got to witness, oh my star, did I get to witness some nurses. And you know what happened when the doctor came in to see me before I went into operation? I said, Doc, I said, you know what? I've been a-praying for you that God would guide your hands. I've been praying for me. And I reached over and I took him by hand and I said, dear Jesus, be with this wonderful doctor. And may this thing be a very simple operation. And it was. So you see, that doctor knew that I had confidence in him. But more than that, I had confidence in my Savior. Well, Job saw the Lord as the same, no matter what happened in life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, what I'm about to say, you're going to agree with. It is so easy to bless God when things are going well. Isn't that right? Uh-huh. You got a raise. You were able to make your house payment. Things were just going ducky. But all of a sudden, your castle tumbled. That happened to me one time. But what did Job say? Blessed be the name of the Lord. I've told you this story and I won't go into it again, but I needed $5,000 in a hurry. There was no way I'd get my hands on 50 cents. But I read in Psalms where the psalmist said, I fell across my bed and I cried out to God and told him my need and he heard my prayer. I did that very same thing. And I knew that prayer went through. I made a phone call the next morning. The very next day, there was a check in my mailbox for $5,000. You say, oh, that sounds like name it and claim it. No, it's not name it and claim it. It's the truth. But God understood, God knew, and it was according to the will of God. If it's according to God's will, he'll do it for you. Don't let it kid you. See, the smartest Christians in the whole world are those who seek the divine will of God in their lives. Because God will direct you, he will protect you, and he will show you what you need to do. See, Job didn't understand, so he spoke by faith. God had been faithful in the past. Why should he doubt the goodness of God now? You know why? I'll tell you why. God's love is unchanging. Let me ask you, have things gone badly for you lately? Oh, beloved, please believe me. God loves you in spite of your circumstances. And the cross proves God's unchanging love. If you doubt God's love, look at the cross. He sent his only begotten son. He only had one son, and he sent him to die for us. Doesn't that mean anything to you? Christ died there for us because of his love. Love is a kind of a funny word, isn't it? But boy, howdy, how important it is. God loves you as you are and wants to save you. Bring your sins and broken dreams to him, so when your castle tumbles, you'll be able to go through it. I wonder, you know what? It's easy to tell people about my heart attack, my operations and stuff, because I've been through it. And by me telling them that, it encourages them so they can go through it. Friends, my throat is just giving me all kinds of trouble. So I'm going to give an early invitation tonight. Do you know where you're going to go when you die? And you say, Cecil, I sure don't. Do you want to know? If you do want to know, here's what you got to do. First of all, the Holy Spirit will be tugging at your heart, drawing your heart, and you know it. You can't explain it because no one can explain it. But then, here's a prayer, and I don't want anyone to pray this prayer unless they truly mean it. And here's how the prayer goes. Dear Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. Lord, I'm so sorry for all the things I've done in my life. I'm sorry for the way I treated you. But tonight, Lord, I want to make it right. And I want to invite you into my heart to be my personal Lord and Savior. And Lord, help me to live for you. Help me to praise you because you died on the cross that I might have this life. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, if you prayed that prayer, I would love to have you get on the phone. Call 303-471-8534. I will not embarrass you. I will not sit down and write you for any money. I won't use your name on the air. And I don't care where you go to church. I'm only concerned where you spend eternity. Give me a call if you trusted Jesus tonight. And if you have a question that you don't know the answer to, I don't know all the answers, but I know where we can find them in God's holy word. 303-471-8534. I am waiting for your call. Well, friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. I want to thank you, dear friends, for listening. Oh, pray that I'll preach the messages that will touch lives and win souls. I'm not a great preacher, and I'm not a great theologian, and I'm not a great man. But I am born again. I've been called of God, and I know it. Many years ago in Seattle, Washington, God called me to preach. Didn't want to be a preacher, drug my feet. I wanted to be a roofing contractor. Oh, yes. But I'm so glad that God kept tugging at my heart. He'll tell you what he wants for your life if you'll listen to him. He'll lead you into high places, low places, but he will lead you. Oh, he sure will. Well, friends, until this time next Sunday night, I want you to be sweet, be good to your neighbors, and keep looking up for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming real soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.